بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال تعالى: والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. صدق الله العظيم. There are many reasons why people become sad. Today, I'd like to discuss three strategies on what we can do to combat our sadness. I derived these three strategies straight from Surah Al-Duha. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet. All prophets received revelation. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed communicating with Allah. But one day the revelation stopped. Imagine you're getting a text message from someone you like day in and day out, and then all of a sudden, without any cause, without any reason, the text messages stop. And you don't know why. According to one narration, the revelation stopped for 40 days. The wife of Abu Lahab ignited the fire. Ya Muhammad, inni la arju an yakuna shaytanuka qad tarakak. O Muhammad, it seems as if your shaytan has abandoned you. Another mushrik said, wadda'ahu rabbuhu wa qalahu. His Lord has bid him farewell. His Lord hates him. His Lord detests him. وَدَّعَكْ بِمَعْنَى تَرَكَكْ وَقَلَى بِمَعْنَى أَبْغَدَكْ. Because of the sharp comments made by the mushrikun, because of the hurtful comments made by the mushrikun, Allah consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by revealing Surah Al-Duha. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. وَالضُّحَى, by the morning brightness. Duha is different than Fajr. Fajr is dawn. The sun has not yet risen. Duha is 15 minutes after sunrise. Salatul Duha, you pray it 15 minutes after sunrise. Raghib Asfahani writes in Al-Mufradat fi Gharib Al-Quran, Al-Shams bima'na inbisatu al-shams. When the sun is rising, Al-Duha is inbisatu al-shams. When you see the sun in its entirety, wa imtidadu al-nahar, and the light of the day is extended. Duha, on the other hand, is rush hour. It's the time of the day that is full of life. Fajr is dawn. Today Fajr was at 5:21. Duha is sunrise, 6:38 a.m. today. So Duha is a time where it's full of life. وَأَن يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ Duha. Allah says, people will be resurrected at a time when there is hustling and bustling. Next time you have feelings of sadness or depression, think about ayah number one. Wadduha, by the morning brightness. By the morning brightness. Sometimes the best thing that can happen to a sad person is that they go to sleep early and they wake up early, they pray Fajr, and then they see the sunrise. It's a brand new day. Try it the next time you are sad. After Fajr, watch the sunrise. Wadduha, the sun is a magnificent energy. The next time you are sad, watch a sunrise. As the sun is rising, thank Allah for allowing you to rise. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, by the night when it is lifeless. By the night, when it's quiet, tranquil. These two timings, duha and layl, they are opposites. They are complete opposites. Duha, full of life. Layl, lifeless. Likewise, in life, there are opposites. Sometimes there is joy, and sometimes there is sadness. Sometimes you have productivity, sometimes you want to relax. Allah is saying, going through difficult times in life is part of life, just as the night and the day are part of life. Just as the night and the day are part of life, going through difficulties is part of life. So think about it like that. Challenges are a normal part of life. And there is one quality that you will never obtain until you go through difficulty. What is that one quality? As-sabr. You will not obtain sabr until you go through difficulty. Sabr is only manifested when you are trying to cope with a difficult situation. Otherwise, you will never obtain grit. You will never obtain that toughness if life was always easy. You will never obtain grit or toughness or determination if life was just handed out for you. And that's why many parents who are high profile millionaires and billionaires, CEOs, many of them who are smart, they don't want to give their entire fortune to their children when they die. Rather, they would give it to organizations who help out the poor and needy. Because they want their children to earn that money. They don't want to spoil their child. They want their child to go through a little bit of difficulty and earn that quality of sabr. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ. Allah will never abandon you. وَمَا قَلَى. Allah does not hate. Notice, there is no attached singular pronoun here. It does not say, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَاكَ. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Some Mufassirun have stated, the reason why there is no attached singular pronoun is to show that it's not in Allah's nature to despise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Allah does get angry. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. We read verses like that. Allah gets angry when we see something and we don't do anything about it. When we see something wrong and we don't do anything about it, Allah gets angry if we don't take care of the environment. But in this ayah, there is no attached singular pronoun. Meaning, there is no hate from Allah for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there never was. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah swears by the morning brightness and the quiet darkness that He will never abandon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite what others are saying, despite the harsh comments that people are saying, you are valuable, Ya Rasulullah. You are worthy. For example, right here is a $20 bill. If I crumple this $20 bill, did it lose its value? How much is this worth now? If I drop this $20 bill on the floor, did it lose its value? How much is it worth now? If I stomp on it and I grind it with my foot, how much is it worth now? Did it lose its value? There will be times in life people will stomp on you. People will drop you. They will cut you. They will crumple you up. But you are still valuable. You will not lose your worth. You are not defined by someone else's choice of words. You are defined by your own choice of your own choices. Let me pick that up. I need that $20 for later. According to some commentators, the period of not receiving revelation was 40 days. When Allah finally did reveal Surah Al-Duha, the first three verses, He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, ma jitta hatta ishtaqtu ilayk. Ya Jibreel, what took you so long? I had a deep desire to meet you. Jibreel alayhi salam responded by saying, Ana kuntu ilayka ashaddu shawqan li karamatik ala Allah, walakinnani abdun ma'mur. O Messenger of Allah, I had an even deeper desire to meet you due to the honor that Allah has given you, but I'm only a slave who takes orders from above. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah has not forgotten about you. Even though no one else may know about the problems that you are going through, Allah knows. Allah knows. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And the last shall be better for you than the first. The hereafter is better for you than this world. This ayah is not just for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the Quran, Allah is telling you and I that the abode of the hereafter is far better than this world. In this world, we will get sad. In the hereafter, for the believers, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. We will not get sad. In this world, we have problems. We have corruption. In the next world, salam, salam, salam. That's it. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Your Lord will give you, and you will be pleased. Your Lord will give you. Give you what? It's not mentioned. Mufassirun write that this statement is open and general. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be granted everything he desires and he will be pleased. He will be pleased. But there was one concern Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. He was not pleased even after that ayah was revealed. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That ayah was revealed, he was still not pleased. Why not? I'll share with you why not. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting the Quran. And he was reciting what Ibrahim alayhi salam recited. Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas. Faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni. Waman asani fa innaka ghafurun rahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam was complaining to Allah that some of his people were disobeying him. Yet he still asks Allah to forgive them. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quotes Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam was also complaining about some of the people who were disobeying him. But Isa alayhi salam, like Muhammad, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Isa alayhi salam also asked Allah to forgive those who were disobeying him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites these ayatul karima. He raises his hands. فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ وَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي. My ummah, my ummah. He's thinking about you and I. وَبَكَى. And he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, begins to cry profusely. Allah says, O Jibreel, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him, مَا يُبَكِيكَ. What makes you cry? Jibreel alayhi salam goes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks, Ya Rasulullah, Allah is asking, even though Allah knows, what makes you weep? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ummati, ummati, my ummah, my ummah. Jibreel alayhi salam relates to Allah what he said. Allah says, Ya Jibreel, idhab ila Muhammad, faqul inna sanurdika fi ummatik. Tell Muhammad, we will please him even in regards to his ummah. We will please him even when it comes to his ummah. Allahu Akbar. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after all of this has happened, أَرَضِيتَ يَا Muhammad. Now, Muhammad, are you pleased? He will say, yes. رَضِيتُ يَا رَبْ. Now I am pleased. If my ummah is safe, I am pleased. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى صلى الله عليه وسلم. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لكل نبي دعوة يدعوه بها. For every prophet, there is one dua that will never be rejected. For every prophet, there is one dua that will not be rejected. Every prophet has a special supplication that I will accept. Not all of the prayers of the prophets were accepted, and that included Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah gave a guarantee that every prophet can make one prayer, and he definitely will not reject that dua. وَأُرِيدُ أَنْ أَخْتَبِئَ دَعْوَتِي شَفَاعَةً لِأُمَّتِي فِي الْآخِرَةِ. I am going to save my dua. I'm going to use my dua for interceding for my followers in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to save my dua and I'm going to use it for interceding on behalf of my followers in the hereafter. Think about this, my respected listeners. When that verse was initially revealed, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will not be pleased. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. We will give you everything you desire, you will be pleased. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَنْ لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. If that's the case, I will not be pleased until a single member of my ummah remains in the fire. He's thinking about you and I. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. He cared more about you than he cared about himself. And that's why he made that dua. Because of the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, Inna sanurdika fi ummatik. We will please you in regards to your ummah. I make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, allow us to realize that there are some things in life that are way bigger than you and I. There are some things in life that are bigger than us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Sometimes when we get older, we stop feeling things. The things that used to make us happy, they don't make us happy anymore. We stop feeling things. One way that we can start feeling things again is by reading Surah Al-Duha, really reading it. There are several solutions mentioned in this beautiful surah that teaches us how to deal with our sadness. Some of them are not even mentioned in the books of psychology or these latest modern day inspirational books. They're not even mentioned there, but they're mentioned in Surah Al-Duha. Just a quick recap, the first strategy that we learn, and there are many. Wadduha, the next time you're feeling sad, after Fajr, stay up and watch the sunrise. Just as the sun is rising, thank Allah for allowing you to rise. Number two, Wallayli idha saja. Just as night and day is part of your life, dealing with sadness is also part of your life. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. And the third way to remove this feeling of being disconnected from Allah and this feeling of sadness, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the blessings of your Lord, pronounce them. As for the blessings of your Lord, say it. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. When you study the prophetic biography, you notice he used to say it out loud. He used to find joy in the everyday mundane activities. He used to say, Alhamdulillah for allowing me to, Ya Allah, thank you for allowing me to relieve myself. Alhamdulillah alladhi adhab anna al-adha wa afani. Alhamdulillah for being able to wake up. Because I'll tell you what, if you don't praise Allah and you are not grateful for these everyday boring mundane activities and these blessings, then Allah may take that blessing away and force you to thank Him by realizing it then. Let me give you one example. How many of us have ever thanked Allah for breathing fresh, clean air? Have we ever thanked Allah? Ya Allah, thank you for allowing me to breathe fresh, clean air. Now, in some parts of Lake County, we don't even have clean air. There is a cancer-causing gas in Lake County. According to the EPA, two chemical plants in Lake County are emitting a toxic air pollution. Tens of thousands of people living right here, right next to our masjid, in Waukegan and in Gurnee, they could be in danger of developing cancer. Alhamdulillah, you can do something about it. Here are three things that you can do. Number one, educate yourself about this cancer-causing gas. Go on the stopeto.com website. There are physicians and chemists who are standing outside in the main lobby. Ask them whatever questions that you... So they will be able to provide more information. At the very least, thank them before you go for doing their part in helping to end this cancer-causing gas. That's number one. Number two, once you educate yourself about ETO, it will make it easier for you to make dua for the safety of our community. Ya Allah, keep our community safe. And number three, please come to this Monday's Village Hall meeting in Gurnee at 6:55 p.m. and demand two things. Number one, demand clean air. especially for our children. And number two, demand fully independent air testing. Demand fully independent air testing. My respected listeners, this is the third strategy. When you help others and you try to help out the environment, you get this tingly feeling right here. It's hard to describe, but you get this tingly feeling. Research after research has shown that kindness towards others, helping out the environment, actually makes us happier because it increases our self-worth. It increases our self-worth. I did something. I make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, allow all of us to live satisfying and fulfilling lives. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, keep our communities safe from this cancer-causing gas. Ya Allah, those of us who have cancer, Ya Allah, give them the strength to cope with cancer. Those of our brothers and sisters who have passed away from cancer, Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus without hisab. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'wat ya rabbal alamin. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة